Hello, it's Lisa and Pete for a Tuesday catch-up.
Well, it seems thousands of people have already applied for next season of Married at First Sight, so we wanted to know who in Perth has applied for a reality show.
Justin Hamilton reviews the new season of Broadchurch and had good news for fans of season one.
And airport prices have never been cheap, but when your flights are cheaper than your phone charger, things have jumped the shark.
Hey!
Sit on it.
Lisa and Pete love the freedom of starting work later in the day. To ensure your aging relatives still enjoy their freedom, see stivesomecare.com.au.
Have you applied for a reality TV show? Mm. We're asking because last night was the season finale of Married at First Sight. A lot of people watched it.
And in spite of what we saw,
still applying.
By the thousands.
We got Amy in Rockingham. What was the reality TV show, Amy?
Big Brother.
Oh, back to the very beginning in a way. How did you go? How was that?
It was all right. I went to the actual casting call. I had to line up for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, they took us all in a room and made us do really bizarre kind of, you know, exercise. Well, it's like, be a tree, be a mouse.
Like those old weird things you do where stand behind in front of someone and just let yourself fall and they'll catch you. Those trust things you did at school. I hated those.
Yeah. And then they were like, yep, you're on to the next round. Yep, you're not to me. And I was like, how could they assess my personality? They didn't even speak to me. Was I not a good tree?
It's weird. Amy, I tried out for Big Brother as well and did those things that you're talking about. And they got me to bear crawl backwards for about 20 or 30 metres.
Until you were down the street.
Yeah. Like, just stay there. You guys, you can go through. You just stay there. Yeah, interesting one. Thanks, Amy.
No worries.
See ya.
We've got an anonymous here
Fair
from
enough.
Maida Vale. X Factor.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How did you go with auditioning for X Factor?
It was good. I made it to boot camp.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it was really exciting. And I made the show, which was really exciting too.
Oh.
So
it wasn't what I thought it was, though.
Obviously, being anonymous, you know, don't need to drop a name or anything like that. But what was your, it's X Factor's singing competition,
right? Yeah, X Factor,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was a singing competition,
yes.
Yeah.
So what were the judges like?
The judges were really cool. I mean, on stage, they were different than when they were backstage. But, I mean, it was definitely an experience.
Yeah. And was it a long process? I mean, by the time you actually got to sing for them, were you exhausted?
I mean, the interviewing process really exhausted me on top of the 4 months before then. So, I mean, I was excited to get the opportunity. But, I mean, it took like 4 or 5 months before I actually got there. And it felt like I had already done it. It was so exhausting.
Wow. All right.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Thanks,
Thank
anonymous.
You.
We got Brad in Balcatta.
Australia's
hey,
got talent.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's right. We applied for Australia's Got Talent, my band. We spent a few months putting hard work into our creative music that we're really proud of and everything.
Yes.
Got through 2 rounds, and in the 3rd round, we were eliminated by a male stripper.
That was the one from Maths. That's just wrong. It is just wrong, yeah. Brad. I feel
I know.
It's
just like you try all your effort and everything like that, and you just get...
Done by
knocked
a moody
out by
run.
A fireman.
With his clothes off.
That's
and his
unlucky,
eyes out.
Mate.
That's
yeah.
not
can't
right.
Can't compete with a 20-meter pole, guys.
I feel for you, Brad. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
No worries,
anyway. Wow, he hasn't gotten over that one, has he?
Well, when would you?
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
Hello, Justin, and I believe we have good news and bad news in the run-up to Easter as we decide what we might binge watch over that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I think
you're
going to make it quite clear.
Well, you know, one of the good things is, and this comes from a couple of years ago, one of my favourite TV series was the show Broadchurch.
Mm-hmm.
Two detectives played by David Tennant and Olivia Cromwell investigate the disappearance of a young boy. And, God, it was so gripping and it was well acted. It had you right on the edge of your seat right up until the final episode. It was one of those ones where found out, you know, who was at fault, I was like, oh my God, not them. I was so devastated and it was amazing. And then when it came back for season two, I kind of lost interest in the series after a few episodes. And I sometimes when you watch something and you have an emotional kind of connection all the way through and then you get to the end, you go, oh, that's done.
Well, Dexter is probably my classic example of that. I can't remember loving a show as much as I did those first 3-4 seasons.
Yeah.
And then it just went somewhere that, I don't know.
So I don't think the second season was bad, but I just kind of checked out emotionally with it. And then there was that weird moment in between those two seasons. I don't know if you remember this. They made an American version of Broadchurch called Grace Point. And you know what was weird about it was David Tennant was the lead in it, but with an American accent.
What? Now,
I know.
What? I could, how could he do it?
I know. It was so bizarre. Like, I could accept David Tennant in another movie with an American accent, but because I'd already seen him in the British version, I just sat there all the way through Grace Point going, you're putting on an accent.
I'm so angry with you, yeah.
I know.
Wow.
And it just screamed, acting! So when I heard they were making this third and final series, I was a bit underwhelmed with the news to begin with, and I watched the first couple of episodes with a mild trepidation, and I am more than happy to say it has drawn me all the way back into the fold.
Oh, I feel such relief.
Yeah, you know when you've had a minor falling out with a friend and then you catch up over Madeira cake and go, hang on a sec, you're awesome, right?
Madeira cake?
I don't know why Madeira cake. It's always there.
It's the only way you can always get.
So what happens in our latest series, it revolves around the character of Trish Winterman, who's played beautifully by Julie Hesman, who is a woman who, after attending a friend's party, has been brutally attacked in a way that she can't identify her attacker. And detectives Miller, which is Cromwell, and Hardy, which is Tennant, are called in to solve the case and realise that this attack has been premeditated and the attacker might strike again. And once again, the writers have returned to a story that allows for a gripping whodunit to play out while allowing the people who live in the village to have their stories revolve around the case, rather than in season two, where I felt the characters were driving the plot. And the highlight of this and all of the series is the interplay between Olivia Cromwell and David Tennant, two of the great UK double acts in a way. And yeah. I just think they're wonderful together. I am back on board the Broadchurch train and I can't wait to see how this season pans out. And you know what? I don't think you probably need to see the first two seasons. If you just want to jump on board and give it a go from here, I think you will be fine. So Broadchurch, Channel 2, Friday, 8:30 p.m., two thumbs wrapped to be back on the case.
Skyway robbery, Lise.
Yes.
As a Facebook post has gone viral about an outrageously priced USB cable. It's popped up on Reddit. This is insane. 60% markup. So essentially what's happened is it's a 3-meter USB to lightning iPhone cable. What would you expect to pay for something like that in a regular sort of store?
Less than $10.
Less than $10.
Maybe
$12, right?
$99 or something.
I think you'd pay a little bit more.
Would you?
Yeah.
Depends on which sort of cable. Some of them are more expensive than others.
Yeah. Well, this is made by a company called...
You get some at the servo for $5.
That's
true. Some, you know.
It is true. This is made by a company called Gecko, which are generally
quite
reputable.
Gecko. Quite a lot of Gecko stuff. Yeah.
$25, $30.
Yeah.
At the most, maybe. Try $63.
Because it's at the airport?
Because it's at the airport.
It was first described as highway robbery, and then others suggested perhaps runway robbery or skyway robbery.
Very nicely done. Very,
but
very
here's
nicely
the thing.
Done. What?
It's $23 more. Mm. No, hang on. It's $23 more than what you can fly to Sydney or Melbourne for. No, it's $13 more. I know. I'm not very good at math, okay? I'm good at other things.
You'd walk in there and go, oh, okay.
You can fly Sydney to Melbourne tomorrow for $49 on Jetstar.
$49.
And I thought the train line, you know, ticket from Joondalup up to the other end in Mandurah cost more than that.
I want to die. It's insane, though, the prices that you pay for some of this stuff.
It's crazy.
Because when these things pop up, other people go, oh, well, I remember when this cost this much. Look, one user recalled seeing travel-safe plastic containers. It's a plastic container being sold for $30. Standard big pens being sold for $9. $9 a pen.
I would say, looking at this Gecko USB to lightning cable that's $62.99, I'm pretty sure I've seen that in Kmart for about $30.
Kmart.
Yeah, or Big W, any of those.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Stock
yeah.
this stuff.
Yep. It's pretty good.
Isn't it? I'm not fussy, either of them. JB Hi Fi, any of those, they all do it. Heaven forbid if you're having it with a coffee.
Yeah.
Because you won't be able to get out.
$63, $75 later.
Lisa and Pete look after each other. It's part of being a team. To ensure your aging parents are looked after at home, team up with St. Ives Home Care. St. Ives Home Care.com.au.